Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much and a very good morning, Madam Chairperson, colleagues, distinguished members of the delegation, Your Excellency. Today I will be asking questions on issues 16, 23 and 24 from the list that was provided to the State Party prior to reporting some months ago. On issue 16, treatment of aliens, let me ask how the government ensures that all asylum seekers and migrants have effective access to fair and timely proceedings, including the right to appeal legal decisions. Is the government considering the specific needs of those individuals who require these services? My second question on this issue is whether there are proposals for normative reform or new policies seeking to strengthen protection and the rights of asylum seekers and migrants, including the possibility that it might be national authorities and not the UNHCR that would carry out such procedures. Issues 23 and 24 are particularly important. Participation in public affairs. Could you please tell us how tribal and indigenous peoples are represented in political decision-making posts in the country? And are there any proposals to improve that representation? Could you please provide us with examples of successful incorporation of the views of tribal and indigenous peoples in political decisions or recent legislative decisions? Their views and their perspective. Third question, in what way did the ruling from the Constitutional Court of the 5th of August 2022 affect participation of the population in public affairs? Was it positive or negative? What impact did that ruling have? And what decisions have been taken to implement that sentence?